237.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free. Welcome to the second hour of the program. Of course, if you're listening on one of our Time Warp hours, which is going to be from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, this is the 8 o'clock hour, 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, don't call in. I don't know if we should even bother explaining that. If they call, they call, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Manwich. And it's our first syndicated weekday show. We've been on the Genesis Communications Network here syndicated for about two, three months now. I think it's from the beginning of September is when we were first syndicated. So a big thanks to the whole crew out there, and especially big thanks to our engineer tonight, George, doing a great job back at the studios.
And the show's been on for 2 years down in the Tampa Bay area.
We're right around our two-year anniversary here in Tampa Bay area.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know, we're not that new to this.
Oh, no, definitely not. But we're new to syndication. And if you're listening halfway across the world, we're definitely new to you, and we certainly appreciate you listening. We want you to call in. Be a part of the show. The show is all about what?
It's all about the caller. It's all about you. And all you need to do is call in at
800-259-9231.
Or you can hop on Free Talk Live, get on the bulletin board
.com.
System. Yes,
dot .com.
Dot .com.
Got to be freetalklive.com. Otherwise, if you just write in Free Talk Live, you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah, I suppose. Or send us an email on the aforementioned website. Get on the bulletin board system. There's a cornucopia of different ways you can get in contact with us.
Exactly. There's a chat room right now where there's about 10 people hanging out, chatting away. So join that fun. And, of course, the bulletin board, as you mentioned, approximately 175 listeners take part there, some more than others. And
correct.
One of the newest posters on the bulletin board system is named Alice. She is someone who listens to other GCN programs, and she seems to be offended by the fact that we're not like the rest of them programs.
No, we're not.
Nope. And for that, in light of that fact, we are ignorant.
Yes. I don't think that Freemasons are poisoning the water. So therefore, I'm ignorant.
Well, and you know what? It's not like we're not willing to listen. And we've made this point.
Call and tell me that Freemasons are poisoning the water. That's fine. But I'm going to ask you some poignant questions.
Exactly. We are called Free Talk Live because you can call in and ring up whatever you want. So whether it be Freemasons poisoning the water or the government being behind 911 or whatever it is, whatever the conspiracy of your liking is.
Mind control drugs being
mind
in flu shots?
Sure. Yeah, that's right. Mind control drugs are in the flu shots. I really like the Chinese invading United States through, you know.
Oh, yeah, the Chinese military in the South Mexico border.
Yes.
That's plausible.
Sure it is. So considering that the Chinese Navy is like two junks and a... I mean, there is no Chinese Navy.
It doesn't even
get a billion Chinese people over here.
It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. We'll let you get it out, but we're not going to let you get away with it and just say, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. Huh.
There may be some things that you're right about, in which case we'll let you know we agree with you. But if we disagree, we want to find out more. We want to learn why you think the way you do and what you have to back up what you're saying.
Right. And if we begin to babble incoherently at that point, we're probably not going to keep you on.
Maybe
forever.
We're being mind controlled. Maybe that's what it is.
That's right.
Maybe,
you know.
We should go get those helmets that they sell. Like the what are they made out of? Aluminum foil or something like that?
Yeah. That protect you from...
I'm chewing aluminum foil right now.
We need to get one of those. We need to get one of those companies on as an advertiser. That'll make us fit in with the rest of the shows, right? Let's go to the phones. Back to the phones. Back to the fun. Skyler in Sarasota, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say, you know, you guys have talked about the fact that... you can call in and talk about whatever you want on Free Talk Live, but I think that there are caveats to that, and I think that Alice had a little bit of a point, but I think she's a little confused. Because I do feel like, you know, when I was on Saturday night, and there was a caller that, you know, I felt at least that for a little bit we wanted to kind of, you know, move the conversation along. I mean, for example, if I call in right now and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, I want to change the topic. I'd like to talk about Microsoft's stocks. And I just start to say, well, you know, I feel they've been going up for the past week, and how do you guys feel about that? You know, just and don't really make a point, but just start rambling about markets and, you know, start getting into something that's completely unrelated. I mean,
yeah, we would,
We want there to be a point, yeah, to what you're saying. Okay, you like Microsoft stock? Great, thanks for the call. You know, what else do you have to say about that?
Right.
Yeah, but, so that's what you're saying.
And what if somebody does have a lot to say about that? I mean, then they start talking for a half an hour, or just go through a segment, and they're like, yeah, well, I'm willing to hold, and they stay on. I mean, there's a point in that I guess you need to kind of make it clear that you're not a specialized show. You know, it's not like you want to have somebody just call in and make it into their own show and start talking about something specific. I mean, for example, the guy that called in on Saturday, who I think Alice has a problem with the fact that we kind of said, you need to get to your point. You know, he started talking about what? He was talking about the economy? I mean, I don't even remember everything.
He was talking about all kinds of gobbledygook.
Yeah.
When he first called in, he started talking about the economy, and then he also started talking about women being considered land.
Right.
And he went on for like 20 minutes about women being considered land, and then, okay, you make your point.
Right, women were considered land, but at one point, there is no point to it.
No, he had no point. Then he got into God, either having God or the government in your family, otherwise your family will fail. And it seemed as if you're just throwing the S out there and see what would stick.
You know, it's like you can't work through your thoughts after you've already made the call to a radio show.
Yeah,
you
and we're not going to
work through your thoughts first and have it boiled down.
Right, and we're not going to give you 45 minutes to figure out what you want to say. We want you to get to the point. We want you to say something, because especially if we got other people waiting on the line, you better start getting to the point quicker, because we're going to move on. We'll let you say what you got to say, and if you start saying the same things over and over again, you're done. You've said what you got to say.
I think Alice needs to realize that, the callers to Free Talk Live are still callers to a radio show. They're not guests.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an obligation to keep you on the line. We will, because we want to understand what you're saying. But once we've got it and we're done, then we move on. That's how it works. This is a radio show for entertainment purposes. And yes, we're different from other radio shows in that we let any topic on. That's certainly a very key difference between us and every other show out there. We're different from other radio shows because we're not being hosted by three cookie-cutter Rush Limbaugh wannabe types. We're different in that way. But when it all boils down, we're still a radio show. We still have to get ratings. We have to entertain people. We have to keep people tuned in to this radio show. And if you're sitting there talking about blah, 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 and I think women are land and blah, 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 I think women are land, and you say the same things 10 times over again, that's not entertaining. We're going to get rid of you.
You know, since the inception of Free Talk Live, you guys had to develop the two-call rule. Maybe you need to develop the rule about maybe a time limit to get to a point, because I know you said you would keep people on the line until you got that what they were trying to say about, you know, what they were trying to talk about, and then move on.
Oh, absolutely.
What about if 5 minutes have gone by and you still don't understand what the hell they're trying to say?
I agree with you 100%. And you know what? The only reason we kept Michael was his name over the weekend.
We had two callers, and they, I believe, that had two different points.
Right. Well, the only reason I kept Michael on so long was because I really honestly wanted to give the guy a chance to make some sense. Normally, we'll jump in pretty quickly with, well, what's your point? And if they can't get to a point after we've asked them that once or twice, then we'll let them go.
Right. Sounds like a guy who had some good ideas. It's just he could not communicate.
Absolutely.
No, he was just prattling.
That's when,
prattling.
That's when you got to write down your points. I mean, if you can't stay on your topic, you need to just take a few notes before you call this show, because we're ready for you, and we're going to ask you all kinds of interesting questions. Anything else in your mind, Skyler?
That's about it.
Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
See how it works?
800-259-9231. Very simple. You control the show. You bring up anything that you want. Toll free. 1-800-259-9231. So we're going to have some final comments for Alice. We're responding to her incendiary bulletin board post here. Live on the air. We're responding to it. So we're going to come back with more of that. And real quick, you've got some very interesting stuff. We've got strange sex laws coming up. I know that. And Jason, what was the one of the things you had tonight?
Police tasering kids.
Oh, police using tasers. We love cop stories. So that's all coming back and much more at 800-259-9231. It's your show. That's what we call it. Free Talk Live.
The This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, the show that allows you to take control. All you have to do is dial that toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You can literally bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
We have been going through this bulletin board post that someone named Alice posted on our BBS, our forum, at freetalklive.com, and we're going to give some final comments on that. But one of the guys who we're referring to, I believe this is the same gentleman, Mike in Kentucky, or Michael in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live, has dialed us up.
Yeah.
A couple of real quick points.
Yes, sir.
You know, there is a concept called consent by acquiescence, and since you guys were talking to me, I couldn't remain silent.
Sure.
But
it's nice to know you're still out there.
Well, if you find two people that agree on everything, somebody's not thinking, is the old saying that I've heard. And you two don't exactly agree on everything, but
there's three of us here, by the way.
Oh. Counting the board operator, I guess.
Actually, no, the board operator's a fourth individual, and he doesn't have a microphone. Well, yeah, I guess he does.
He does, but
anyway,
you know, I've heard you guys off and on. I don't get to listen to you that often.
Okay, well, you're going to have more chances.
I've heard several of the newer shows that are on Genesis Radio Network, and, you know, I guess you guys are affiliated somehow with other networks, but there's times in the past where I've heard, you know, you guys and others call two or three times for people to call in, and I never hear a caller. And you guys have, I guess, a bank of up to 15 or 20 callers that you can keep on hold for a long time.
Actually, no, it's probably around 5 or 6.
Well, and then you have ring through. If people ring and ring and ring, eventually next time somebody...
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, you call and let it ring and ring, even though the board operator's got all the lights lit up. I think that, you know, you can have callers stack up.
I can't answer that.
Okay. Well,
that's a technical question.
I don't know. Well, and that's what the point I'm getting at is it's a show that is going to involve some complicated topics. And you guys brought up the topic of marriage. And I could not sit idly by having heard it in passing, you know, the topic. And when I was on hold for several minutes, you guys went on to other things. But that is a show that you could have some guests on and talk about that, or get out the law dictionaries and look up.
Well, Michael, first of all, this show is not a guest-based show. That's just the way it is on this program. So we spoke about it briefly, and on this program, if you continue listening, and you're going to have multiple opportunities, we are going to be on. We are on now 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, p.m., and then Saturday nights, as you know, from 8 to 10 o'clock. So if marriage comes up and someone calls in and wants to talk about marriage, great, we'll talk about marriage. If there's some sort of hot news item that one of us wants to bring up in regards to marriage, we'll talk about marriage. But to be honest with you, that's not a topic that we hit very often on this program.
Well, you hit on it, and that's why I called.
And you called in, and we appreciated that. Mm-hmm.
Well, and there, by the way, there are a lot of factors in that, so you know, it's not something you can really cover in just a few minutes.
Let's move on, Mike.
All righty.
No. I want to hear what else is on your mind tonight.
I think the media coverage on the shooting incident up in Wisconsin is
this the hunting thing?
Yes,
the hunting thing. Yes.
Now is this the same thing? Now, hang on a second, man. What you said something about a school shooting? Is this the school shooting or a hunting shooting?
I've got a school shooting in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Totally different.
This is Wisconsin. Northwestern Wisconsin.
I'm not familiar with the details on it. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, the details on the guy's name, it's, you know, Hung Ching or something. You know, he's obviously some ethnic Eastern origin person.
Okay.
But,
okay. I suspect him already. Go ahead.
Well, you know, he may not be culturally schooled, you know, for the whatever you want to call it, the hunting culture up there.
And you mean like shooting your hunting partner?
It goes beyond that, but there's a he wasn't with any of those guys, and I don't know if he felt threatened or what, but we're not getting all the details yet, except I have heard that most of the media that I've read, the print media anyway, Associated Press and Reuters, has not referred to that SKS as an assault weapon. They will say semi-automatic rifle. However, I did hear an interview with the sheriff, and he called it a rifle that is not used for hunting purposes. Now, that's not exactly true. You can, and I don't know what the regulations are in Wisconsin are, but as long as you have the properly sized clip in an SKS, depending on the hunting regulations for that state, you can use it in Kentucky. You can't use it in Ohio because you can only use a shotgun in Ohio, I think, for deer season. But
are there really regulations on stuff? I mean, I think
you can only use a 5-round clip if you're hunting in Kentucky. I'm for sure about that.
I could see the clip thing, but I mean, would it really matter what type of rifle? I figure you could use a rubber band gun to hunt if you want to.
You can use a boomerang, and you don't need a license.
Right.
You're
not going to get anything either.
No, you might get a goose with a boomerang.
Or a wallaby.
I say you've got to have a lot of practice to bring anything down with a boomerang.
Yeah. Hey, there's a whole race of people that survived in Australia using them, so You know.
Sure.
Hey, I think they probably have spears, too.
I'll let you go.
Hey, Michael.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. 800-259-9231. Great call from Michael in that case.
Was that
shows,
a good call?
It was. It shows the statistics of throwing a sharp stick at something. Sooner or later, you're going
to
kill it.
You know what? Also, that call right there makes another point to our bulletin board poster, Alice, who said that, oh, well, she hopes we retain some of our listeners. Well, we had kind of a bit of a testy call with Michael over the weekend, but I think our callers understand that we treat them with respect. If they disagree with, if you call into Free Talk Live and you disagree with me or Jason or Manwich or three of us or two of the three of us, we don't drop you off the line. We ask questions to clarify what the point of disagreement is, and then once we're done, we thank you for your call, and we encourage you to call back. So we have good rapport, I think, with our callers, and that's what keeps them listening and keeps them calling. I think that's a perfect example right there.
Right. I think, oh, and to clarify that Wisconsin shooting hunting thing, I believe the story was the fellow was up in some sort of tree, some sort of sniping spot, I suppose, and a hunting party came along, and it was, quote-unquote, their spot. And some words were exchanged, and then some lead was exchanged.
Mm.
Like that? Just like that.
That's not good.
No, not good at all.
We're going to go back to the phones, back to the fun. This is your show, and you can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Scott in Sarasota. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hello, Scott.
It's nice to be talking to you from inside the cave that you're in.
Does it sound that bad?
It's not that bad. It's worse on the phone than it was on the stream.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have soundproofing coming in here very soon.
All right. So with last week's show and the week prior to that and then tonight's show, I've been listening to 5.5 hours of Free Talk Live and have yet to hear stupid sex laws.
Okay, all right. Now, what he's doing here is he's making a request.
And you can do that.
You can do that with this show, unlike any other radio show out there. Music shows don't even let you do requests. But, Manwich, you mentioned something at the top of the show, and Scott, you're saying you want to hear about it, so, Manwich, go for it.
Scott, in Rombach, Virginia, it's illegal to engage in sexual activity with the lights on.
With the lights on?
Yes, you can't do it with the lights on.
Well, then so far I'm safe. That's the only way I can keep someone in the room with me.
Who would have sex with you with the lights on?
Well, Manwich, never mind.
If you paid me enough.
Hey, I got in Carlsbad, New Mexico, it's illegal for couples to have sex in a parked vehicle during their lunch break from work, as long as the car or van, it's legal as long as the car or van has curtains that are drawn to keep
Scott, thanks for the call. We're going to give you some more weird sex laws coming up next, and you can control the show. Just dial in and bring up whatever it is you want. 800-259-9231. That's what we call it. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. Was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We are in the middle of a request, and if you want to get on the show and bring up whatever it is that you want, that's the point behind the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. All you have to do is dial in, 800-259-9231, or shoot us an email. If you just can't get to a phone or you're afraid to call, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, continue with strange sex laws.
I'd say that some people like to use email because they prefer to compose their thoughts.
I think it's a good idea. Because then we can't interrupt you and get you off track.
Well, you can't respond to what we say either.
That's true. So it's got its ups and its downs.
In Connersville, Wisconsin, it's illegal for a man to shoot off a gun while his female partner has an orgasm. I don't know what would possess you to do that. This is in Birmingham, England. It's illegal for a man to have sex on the steps of any church after the sun goes down.
Oh, after. But as long as it's beforehand, you're all right.
Oh, well, yeah. That's gonna violate some indecency law there.
I would think so. Of course, it is private property, and maybe if there's a fence around the church, you could get away with it.
But it specifically says man and woman to have sex on the
So you could get away with it if it was man and dog, for instance.
I think that most places have laws against bestiality.
Okay.
So it would probably be man and man. Or woman and woman, I suppose.
Poor dog.
I don't know if that actually qualifies as sex. Anyhow. In the state of Washington, there's a law against having sex with any virgin under any circumstances, including the wedding night.
Wait, what state was that?
In the state of Washington.
Wow, really? Now, that's interesting because you consider... Now, these are all old, old laws that are just still sitting on the books.
Right.
Now, the problem with that is they can still pull them out whenever they want to.
Sure.
I mean, for the most part,
they did
not
that in Texas with the sex toys laws.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. For the most part, though, they're left alone. They're not enforced. But if they want to, if they don't like you, they absolutely can still use that law to prosecute you. Now, you'd think in a state like Washington or Oregon or California, they'd have their liberal tendencies would override and they'd get rid of those laws. But apparently they haven't. There's just so many laws on the books. That's another problem with this nation.
You know, Washington's kind of like Boston sitting in the middle of Texas. You know, I mean, there's a one large liberal metro surrounded by, you know, the good old salt of the earth.
I gotcha. Is that it? Are there more?
I got a few more. I just thought that you can't have sex with a virgin was kind of interesting.
Yes.
How would they not be one? I guess you have to take them outside of the state of Washington.
Yeah, everyone in Washington. Come on, honey. Okay. We're going across state lines.
In Tremonton, Utah. The law states that no woman is allowed to have sex with a man while riding in an ambulance. In addition to pressing charges, the city publishes the name of the woman's name in the local newspaper. But the man doesn't receive any punishment. It's kind of strange.
Yeah.
Well, that had to have been an incident, you know?
Yeah.
Something happened. I don't know.
People of power, you know?
Willowdale, Oregon. It's against the law for a husband to curse during sex.
Well,
it's probably a good idea that people don't curse, but I don't know about passing laws against.
So that's a way that you could really get your significant other. I mean, if your spouse has been getting on your nerves and he or she releases an expletive during sex, then you could tape it and take it to the prosecutor. You'd have a case.
Well, yeah. You're not allowed. Nothing can be used that hasn't been taped without the consent, though.
Depends on the state. Now, I don't know if Oregon is that way. There are some states where they still allow you to tape without consent. I think there are still some states like that.
And would you need consent to tape your significant other?
Yes, you would. And in those states, you do have to inform the person that they're being taped.
Yes.
And if they don't want to be taped, they can leave.
Yes.
Fair enough.
But you could still run the tape recorder. They just have the option of leaving it.
Exactly.
All right, here's another one of those incidents ones, Jason.
Okay.
In Oblong, Illinois, it's punishable by law to make love while hunting or fishing on your wedding day. Now, do you mean like while hunting and fishing, meaning the evening after you hunted or fished? Or do you mean like you actually have to have a pole in the water? Or a gun in your hand.
I don't
know. That would make it quite difficult.
It would make it difficult, but some of these things...
Where'd you get this list from, anyway?
Oh, I don't know. It showed up in my email box. I get all kinds of
criminal record.
What?
I'm going to violate each and one, every one of these laws. Problem is, I can't find a virgin in Washington.
800-259-9.
If you're in Washington, give us a call. Tell us about the virgin situation there.
1-800-259-9231. Do we have any more?
Sure, I've got plenty of them. You know, we'll go as long as you want to go.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just hold off on that?
Yeah.
Much, and we'll have you do one every time we come back from break.
Great.
Okay?
Cool.
All right. So in the meantime, let's give some final comments on this poster. I think we've pretty much torn it to pieces. But just a final word here. We never got to assess her last statement. We're talking about a post on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. You can join in the fun there. It's absolutely free. But Alice has been trying to tear us a new one here. And the last thing she said was that we should listen to the other shows on the Genesis Communications Network, go to their websites, learn about what their websites and links have to offer in the way of real information, because, you know, everything you see on the web is real information. It's really true.
It's really true.
Yep.
Go to www.flatearth.org
and you can learn about Cube. How about timecube.com?
What do they do?
You'll have to go during the break and check that out. That's somebody that I would consider having on the show. Gene Ray from TimeCube.com. Anyway, so we're supposed to listen to those shows, go to their websites, and remember, as one caller with a brain told you, knowledge is power. So what does that make ignorance?
Ignorance. Weakness?
I guess. You know,
what was she aiming at?
First off, Alice or Lisa or whatever your name is, I hardly have time to do the things that I want to do in my, you know, personal free time kind of life. I'm not going to spend that precious few hours listening to the other shows on this network. I just don't have time for it. I got plenty of other radio shows that I like that I would listen to in advance of some of the shows on this network.
Again, oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to knock those shows. They got their listeners. They got their audience. They got their niche. Great. Good for them. I wish them the best of luck, the best of success. They are not Free Talk Live, and I don't have any interest in listening to them. Go to their websites. I'll be honest with you. I do go to Alex Jones's website from time to time. I think there's occasionally some good information on there and some crazy nutty information on there as well, and you have to just be able to filter through it all. And as far as learning about their websites, well, again, I won't go to all of their websites, but again, Alex Jones, see, I think he's got some good info on there. There's some things that you will find on his website that you just won't find on Fox News or MSNBC or whatever.
That's true, and he does bring up some very good points based on the information that he has. But I mean, in reference to this post, I mean, calling up and trying to plug another person's radio show on second and different show is
lame.
Yeah, it's totally lame.
That's just not what the show's about. The show's about opinions. The show's about how you feel on other issues.
It's about the caller, not about the caller's preference in radio.
It's fine if you like Alex Jones. Like I said, I think he makes some fine, fine videos, and I'm looking forward to his newer one. But that's enough cross-promotion for this hour. 800-259-9231. Where are we going next, Jason?
I think we'll be going to Miami-Dade County.
And what's going on there?
Cops tasering kids.
Cops tasering kids. I don't have a taser sound effect. I'm going to have to look for one of those during the break. 800-259-9231. Have you ever been tasered? And what's it feel like? And actually, first, we're going to go to Steve in Kentucky here in just a little bit. He's on the line, wants to talk about Alice. We're going to talk to you as well at 800-259-9231. It's your show, so take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem-miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. The number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. The hosts, my name's Ian.
My name's Jason.
And I'm Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about absolutely anything. The concept is very simple. You call in toll free at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want from the... You want to talk about hamburgers? That's fine. What, you want to talk about Time Cube? Is that what you're pointing
no,
to?
No, I've got to, we got to go to strange sex laws at the beginning of the break.
Oh, okay. Give me a quick strange sex law, and then we're going to go to the phones.
In Alexandria, Minnesota, no man's allowed to make love with his wife with the smell of garlic, onions, or sardines on his breath.
Oh, man, that's fun. I mean, it's, what is better than, well, and if you're going to have a garlicky meal, you should both have it.
It says,
then,
according to the law, if she asks, he must brush his teeth. But is it against the law or not, then?
You know, let's go to the phone. Steve in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Steve?
I just wanted to say that Alice sounds like good wife material.
Good wife material? Why is that?
And tell her I'm single. And you guys, I don't know. This just seems a little immature for this network. I don't know. I just
What are you talking about?
This topic, the stuff that you guys are talking about, I don't know.
What, strange sex laws?
Yeah, I think it's a little, I don't know, I think it's a little inappropriate right now.
What do you mean by inappropriate?
I think I'm going to need some more aspartame and beer and fluoride before I find it amusing. I just don't think this is the right place or time for this kind of stuff.
Do you think that...
What would be the right place and time, then?
Well, do you think that it matters that... Here's what I'm wondering, is I've noticed that there's a lot to do on this network. Everybody seems to think that the network sort of has to do with a certain type of thing.
Yeah.
A certain type of show. And this is what I don't understand. You know that Rush Limbaugh is carried on the Premier Network?
Uh-huh.
Did you know that Art Bell's carried on the same network?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that there's anything similar about the two shows?
I don't know. I think a lot of people look for something different, something more substantial. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
I think you're hurting your audience right now. I think there's going to be a lot of people.
Them.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people alienated by this.
So what do you mean by alienated? Well, talking about sex makes them uncomfortable, so they're going to go away?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But it's okay, so, but it's just not... I don't know.
So you're saying you're a chaste man, correct?
I just want to... Is Alice there? I just want to talk to her. I want to know what kind of strange sex laws she has.
Now, Steve, hang on a second. Steve, I can tell you how to get in touch with Alice. It's very simple.
Okay.
You log on at Free Talk... Do you have internet access?
Yeah.
Okay, log on at freetalklive.com and join our bulletin board system. It's absolutely free. She's in there. She's a very frequent poster. You can send her a private message, and you two could get it on online.
All right.
If you
All
want
right.
to. Well, anyway,
it wouldn't be the first Free Talk Live romance that has burgeoned.
Steve, you still there?
Yeah.
All right. So as far as the sound of the network, Genesis Communications Network, I think Manwich is making a great point. We are different from all the other shows.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
talk about light topics. We talk about heavy topics. And the most important thing you need to know, Steve, is you can control the topic. If you don't like what we're talking about, here you are. You can change it. So what's on your mind?
Well...
See, not much.
See, radio prep. It's not easy, is it?
You got
man?
Nothing.
Yeah, now I see your guys' position, but I don't know. It just seems a little toilet humorish now. You know.
You know,
there's
we don't. Thanks for your opinion.
On.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. We appreciate the opinion, and I don't think
that. I do appreciate you guys doing, you know, radio and everything, and keeping it alive, and making sure that people's opinions get heard. I do appreciate that, and I'll never try to censor any of you guys. But.
Steve, I think you're going to find that if you continue listening to Free Talk Live, and we are on six nights a week, you can get all the details at freetalklive.com. You're going to find that we cover a variety of topics, and I think that we make a point on this show to stay away from the TNA kind of radio. You know, we're not Howard Stern. We're not one of those shock jock morning shows. We're talking about sex laws that are actually on the books. We're not
and
talking
ludicrous.
About it. We're not talking about it from the point of titillation. We're not trying to to turn anybody on or turn them off. We're letting you know
this is
how crazy this country is that they legislate against these things.
Yeah, this kind of material has to be presented in a serious fashion if it's going to be taken seriously. I do believe it's wrong. Why, if there's separation between church and state, why is any government making laws about sexual acts?
That's a great question.
You know,
what does the separation of church and state have to do with making laws about the sexual act? I don't understand.
A lot of the laws that I'm hearing about as far as bestiality or as far as sodomy, blah, 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 these are based in old religious values and morals. It's not, you know, it's why aren't these laws based on more secular things? I can understand no rape, you know, don't harm animals, things like that, but...
There you go, Steve. You did exactly what you requested. You brought the show to the serious side of the issue, and we appreciate that. See how much control you can exercise here?
Anything else? It's beautiful. It's lovely. I'm
Steve,
right
we got
now.
Other callers on the line. Is there anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's fine. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for the call.
No
Don't
problem,
forget
Steve.
To log in. You want to talk to Alice, log on at freetalklive.com. Thanks, Steve. Let's go to the back to the phones, back to the fun. It's Bob somewhere in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. What's up, Bob?
No, I was just calling in to tell you what it's like to be, well, not tasered, but stun-gunned.
Okay. Tell me what it's like.
Well, let me start with a short story. One of my roommates from a while back brought home a stun-gun that he'd gotten at a garage sale.
Is it a gun or is it a handheld unit?
The little handheld unit where you run up and jab somebody with it.
Okay,
that kind of looks like a remote control.
Yeah, it's little and you just run up and poke people with it.
Gotcha, okay.
Right.
So it's not something with barbs that shoot out then?
No, it's not the standard air taser.
I understand what you're talking about then. Okay, go ahead.
So he brought this thing home. He'd gotten it for $5. And let me tell you, that thing was worth every penny.
If you want to see your friends pee their pants, it is.
Wait, you let him tase you?
Well, I didn't. Not at first. Well, anyway, what happened was...
Hold that thought, Bob. We're going to let you finish your story here in just a moment, because I have always wondered what it's like to get tased. I've owned a couple of those, and they always break. They're so cheap. But anyway, 800-259-9231. We'll find out what it's like to get tased coming up next. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Name famous pairs made for each other. Adam and Eve, Shula and Marino, hydrogen and oxygen. Now name a couple that's lethal together, driving and drinking. When I come back, I'll tell you more about them. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Drinking and driving 101 is simple. Don't do it. But how do you recognize this deadly duo on the road? Here's how. Watch for drivers who turn with wide radius, straddle the center, tightly grip the steering wheel, weave, swerve, or drive on the shoulder, and, this may be a surprise, drive more slowly than 10 miles per hour below the speed limit. Now the syllabus for Drinking and Driving 102 is courtesy of Coors Brewing Company. Before you celebrate, designate. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're looking for another rock and roll record to make you feel like a victim. You're like a victim. You love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can take control at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 here for about 4 or 5 more minutes, and then we're going to have an hour of pre-recorded Free Talk Live for you. We call that
Time Warp.
Time Warp. Okay, I have to get the echo effect going on here, but I don't have, time for it, because we've got Bob on the line in Florida. Bob, you're back on Free Talk Live. You're going to tell us how you were tasered.
Well, anyway, he brought it home from a garage sale, and he didn't tell me, so he snuck up behind me and just zapped me.
Bastard. Oh, man.
Just to see if it would work. And...
Did it work?
Like yes. I blacked out the first time.
Oh, my gosh. The first time.
Your friends are fun to hang out with.
Later, I became much more resistant to it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, the effects wear off or lessen over time.
You can generate a tolerance, then, is what you're saying.
Hmm.
Exactly. So, after the first time, ha, 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 I'll kill you, ha, ha, ha. I got a hold of it, and, from that point on, it was like, you know, he's getting a glass of milk out of a refrigerator, bending over, bam, right in the small of the back.
Now, how long do you have to hold it on someone? Because I've heard you have to hold it up to, like, 3 seconds. How long do you have to make the contact with the person's skin in order to get them to fall to the ground?
My first time passing out was, like, 4 seconds.
Wow.
He just rammed it in there.
Did you pass out after the 4 seconds, or did you pass out after 1 second, and then you just kind of stayed up for 3 more seconds?
The 4 seconds when I passed out, because every muscle in your body, wherever they hit you with it, everything in, like, a foot radius from that, tenses.
Right. All the muscles contract. Oh,
exactly.
See, I thought it was your whole body, so it's not the whole body, it's just the area of where you're hit.
Well, your whole body does move or, jump a little bit.
Okay.
But you can mostly feel it, and it's all drowned out by that one area where you get zapped.
Wow.
So,
do you know how long you were zonked out for?
Only like a minute, my first time. Yeah, so it became like a, something horrible that we did to each other just for fun.
Now, this is sort of brought on by the Miami school tasering. Why don't you tell that story real quick, Jason?
All right. Well, a couple different instances, actually. This was in a Miami...
You got about a minute to tell the story.
Miami-Dade Elementary School. There was a 6-year-old child sitting in his principal's office because he was cutting himself with shards of glass.
Oh, my
six?
God.
6 years old. And the principal thought that it was necessary because, hell, he didn't see any other way out of it. Call the police
to taser
him. Now, you've been tasered. Now, how do you think the effects would be on a 6-year-old child?
Can't be
on
good.
A 6-year-old child? A
6-year-old child.
He's got to go under real quick, so he probably didn't even just under.
Wow. Bob, hey, we got to run. Good hearing from you. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Is that you there in the chat room?
Yes, it is, but I'm not at my computer at the moment.
How did you find the show?
Well, years ago, Missy told me about it.
Oh,
so... if you know Missy.
Yeah, she was a chatter, I think, a long time ago.
Then she referred me to it on the internet, so basically through friends, words of mouth,
people
that Scott knew.
And there you are. Well, hey, very cool. Do us a favor and call your local program directors and ask them to put it on the air locally. We appreciate the call. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. So there you go. Taser your children.
I wonder
if there's any laws against that.
Apparently not.
Thanks again. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 has been the telephone number. You can use that again tomorrow night because we're going to be back here live from 7 o'clock Eastern Time to 9 o'clock Eastern Time right here on the Genesis Communications Network. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Menwich.
Thanks again to George back at the board. And log on in the meantime at freetalklive.com and join the fun and insanity there. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Compton.
U.S. Gold.